Hello, Nick.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How was your holiday?
Oh, well, it's good. Despite the wild weather, our power stayed on and food got cooked.
Today we're going to talk about Ruby the Bunny.
Yes, Ruby. Ruby came to us. It was not really a good situation because someone had found out that their neighbors were moving out and they were leaving three rabbits behind. So they were alerted by another neighbor found this out, took the three rabbits in herself, and then brought them to us at the shelter. And then Ruby actually, she had babies less than a week after arriving at the shelter. A bit of a surprise for us. We weren't expecting the three rabbits, and then she had babies too. Ruby is on the, I wouldn't call her the shy side, but she can be quite wary of humans. I don't really know much about the home where she lived, but she takes a little while to warm up to you. Once she warms up to you, you know, you're able to pet her, sit on the floor, and let her come to you on your own terms. But I would say probably someone with previous rabbit experience would be best for Ruby.
Now, did you maybe have a tip for maybe someone that's thinking about adopting Ruby?
I would say if you're thinking about adopting Ruby, one thing for certain is not to try to clean her area when she's in it. For some reason, she really dislikes a broom, and she will attack the broom. And if your hand is close to the broom, that might involve your hand as well. Other than that, she's already spayed, so she's ready to go. Ready
awesome.
To go. To a patient, someone who's willing to spend the time to get to know her.
Okay, and with 2022 on its way coming up this week, how could our community help out with you guys over at the Allison and District Humane Society?
Well, we've had lots of donations over the holidays, but there's always things that we run out of. So we're always looking for food, dog food, cat food, small animal food, like for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters. We have mostly rabbits at the present time. Also, pet-friendly de-icing salt. We go through lots of laundry detergent, paper towels, things like that are always in need, and they always get used.